We're in Simin Tof Nun Aleph. We'll be doing Sif Yud Ches as well as Yud Tes. This is still the halachas of Kasher and Kalim. Hanofa. This is referring to a sieve. Tzorech ledaktik ba ma'od lenakosim epsisei hachametz hanidak ba. You've got to clean it well to get rid of the little crumbs of chametz that get stuck to it. The nisrach, the nidbak, benigrei arigas hanafa. What happens is that the inside the weave of the sifter, the little piece of chametz gets stuck over eight shabah as well as the wooden frame. So what do you have to do? V'yishavshifu also b'mayim yofa yofa. After you clean out the crumbs, then you go and wash it well with water. So the Mechaber is telling us that if you want to be able to use the sifter, you have to go and clean it very well and then go and wash it. What happens if you washed it before you got rid of all of the crumbs? The halachi is that it's also to use it for Pesach anyway, even according to the Mechaber. Further, the Mechaber says, V'u'adin l'chol shar klei halisha. Everything else that is used in kneading dough, shar shifshu ben ikar godel, that it's not enough just to wash them out, but you've got to be meshafshef them. Now, the Mechaber doesn't mention anything with regard to kashering them with hagola. That's because in the previous sif, in Sif Yud Zayin, he said that anything that's used all year long for the sake of making dough, that needs hagola, because we say that as it rises, it's sharp, and that there is some kind of bliya. So the Mishnah Berurah says either the Mechaber relied on what he taught us previously, or the Mechaber is actually talking about something that was used only occasionally for chametz and not regularly. Now the Ramah says to this, the nagu shlo lishtamish b'nafal yidei hagola ve'im lishanos. The minig is we do not use a chametzik, a sieve on Pesach, even if you brushed out all the chametz, washed it well with water, and even did hagola afterwards. You used boiling water. Now, what happens if someone actually used it bidi eved? So the Mishnah Berurah says that we're somach on the Mechaber. Now, what happens if somebody doesn't have another sieve? The only sieve they've got is a chametz sieve. Says the Mishnah Berurah, they're better off not sifting their flour than using a sieve that is chametz thick, even if they clean it and do hagola on it. Now, what happens if somebody's got he's got his flour for Pesach and he notices that there's some actual kernels of grain sitting there that are mixed into it? So if you don't sift it, you're going to end up having grain when you bake the matzah. The grain is not going to get baked well, and then if you go and get water on it, it'll become chametz later. So the Mishnah Berurah says in such a case, you rely on the Mechaber, and what you do is you clean it out and do hagola. Now, what happens if a person actually tried doing that, but he wasn't capable of getting rid of all the crumbs of chametz? They were still stuck to the holes of the sieve, so there's no way he can use the sieve. He's better off baking his matzah anyway with kernels of grain in it. But in such a case, he wouldn't be able to eat gebraks. He couldn't get any water on it, because then that could possibly be machmitz, the little bit of grain, the little bit of grain that was stuck in it. Now, what happens if somebody had last year's Pesach sieve and it got wet? According to the Mechaber, b'dieved, he could use it and clean it. The truth is that even according to the Ramah, what'll happen if you used it on Erev Pesach? So we would say that whatever chametz is in there, when I say Erev Pesach, it means not on Pesach itself, whatever chametz is in there is old chametz from a year ago. It's chametz nuksha. And it's bottled b'shishim before Pesach, so that if somebody used it b'di'eved, it would be good. In fact, the halach is chametz nukshe is even going to be mutter b'di'eved after Pesach. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says all of this within the Shitas HaMachaber. Lamaisa, he told us before that b'di'eved, if you used it, you can always rely on the Machaber. So it would turn out that if someone had an old sieve from a year ago, And some water got onto it, since the chametz in it is chametz nuksha, and he already sifted the flour, the halacha would be that it would be mutter, mamanashach. First of all, we would rely on the Mechaber, if he cleaned it well, that is. And second of all, because if it was used, then the only chash is that a drop of old chametz nuksha, fell into it, that we would hold as batel b'shishim. Now we go further in the Ramah. The chain, B'chol kayotzeba, kagon kli shekoren ribaisen, a grater. O hakishere chayim, or in the flour mill, the air, that part of it, the sack that collects the sifted ground flour. B'kulon lo mahani lu hagola, we are knowing not to be somach on hagola in all of this. The reason being, in the case of the ribaisen, the grater, because, number one, because people grind dried bread on it to make bread crumbs. Second of all, they will grate all kinds of sharp foods that were cut with a chametz knife. So we don't even rely on Hagola for all of these things, because we're afraid that there's a mashu of chametz, of be'en, that is still stuck in there. V'chein salim shemishtam shvem chametz, for example, a bread basket. So it may have a crumb somewhere. Dinam kenofa, that we do not rely even on cleaning it well, washing it out, and doing hagola on it. Aval sakim yishonim, old flour sacks, knowing in behetor ayde kibus, we are knowing that if you wash them, it says with efer v'chavito, which means some kind of detergent, and banging it out. So if you put it in a washing machine, you used hot water with detergent, that would be enough. The tzorech lahater hatfira shebem kodem akibus, but you have to undo all the stitching, so that you're going to be able to scrape out any dough, any flour, or that is going to turn into dough when you put it in the washing machine, before you wash it. The Mishdebura mentions in those days the minig was that they used to put a tablecloth on the table that they rolled out the dough on, for making matzah. So he says there you shouldn't reuse the same one, but you should really wash it out and undo whatever stitching there is also. And it needs a good washing. Bidiyeved, if you did turn it over, without washing it, so the Mishnah Brewer says that, in a case where he didn't undo the stitching, or he turned it over and didn't wash it, and he used it on Pesach, bidiyeved, you could be mekel. This was Sif Yud Ches, now Yud Tes, Harachesh, Akorn Fala, this is what we call a Marda, that which is used to take the matzahs out of the oven with. Yesh omrim shein mo'ala hagola. Hagola doesn't work for that. The reason being, because it is used in the oven, so it would need libum. Now, their rachas, their marda, was actually wood. Since it was wood, there's no way you can do libum on it. You try burning it, you're just going to lose the whole thing. Today, they use metal ones, so it needs libum. But the marda that is made of wood, hagola won't work. But tzorech liknos chadosha, you have to have a new one for Pesach. Now, what happens b'diyeved if you used one? So the halachi is that it will not be nesar. The halachi is that it will not aser. What happens if you took a matzah out of the oven? With a marda that was not, that you did not, you didn't believe it on, obviously, if it's wood. Now, if it wasn't clean, the halacha is that you need netila, which means you have to take the thickness of an etzba off the matzah, so that if it took out the whole matzah is also, because our matzahs are thin. What happens if you clean the marda first? The halacha is that it will aser only a klipa, which in our thin matzahs will be very, very difficult to remove also. The reason being that iser that is balua in a keli will not aser more than a klipa of anything else that it touches. Now, what happens if somebody went ahead and took a matzah, there was a matzah that was real chomet sitting in the oven, he used the marda to take it out, then he took out kosher l'pesach matzahs, and then they got mixed up with other matzahs. So the matzahs that were taken out are also. The matzahs that are, the matzahs that are mixed up, what's the halacha of the tarovis? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down two days. One day it says this is a standard case of yavish b'yavish, where the halacha is we say that it's chozer v'neir on Pesach, the halacha is that it becomes aser. However, he then brings a second day that since it's iser balua, the matzahs themselves are only aser because they got tam chametz from the marda. We would call this a question of balua, which is not chozer v'neir. It would be called lach balach. The Mishnah Berurah previously brought down this halacha in paskin lahokel. And here the Mishnah Berurah brings down both dais. One thing he does add, what happens if the matzah that you took out of the oven that we called chametz stick wasn't really chametz stick, it was just a kfula. even though our minig is to treat a kful as if it were chametz gomer, the truth is that it's not chametz gomer, and therefore, b'dieved, if you took out other matzahs with it, we would not aser the other matzahs.